hormones.
I have one.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of patients in clinic that who've had tamoxifen who are relatively high risk for up to 4 years because either they've not been changed or forgotten to be changed. If you see them at 4 years, would you still switch them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And give them a year?
So you're halfway there. You know that if you wait for 5 years, you can improve things by putting them on letrozole at that point. It's a problem, because you've gone into a sort of kind of data-free empire there, and should you switch them now or should you wait for 5 years and switch them then?
Right.
And I can't give you an accurate answer to that. It's kind of I always get a bit uneasy when I find one of those that slip through, and I tend to get them onto the AI as soon as I can, and then I eat my own words and carry on for a couple of years after that. Okay. So do as I do, not as I say. Do as I say, not as I do.
There's a mic.
Following that question that we just had, if the patient is premenopausal prior to the treatment and you give them tamoxifen for 5 years, during the treatment they become menopausal, then would you give them another 2 years of AI or not?
Yeah, no. So there was a subgroup analysis of the MA17 study that looked at that group of patients who were premenopausal at original diagnosis, put on tamoxifen, had become postmenopausal at the point of randomization, so at 5 years, and they seem to do equally well on the aromatase inhibitor as the patients who were premenopausal at the original diagnosis 5 years earlier. So it does work in that situation. There's a group who are a problem, and that is patients who are premenopausal or perimenopausal, and then they come to me and I give them poison. And then they go postmenopausal. Those patients are a real problem because you don't know whether their menses are going to recover or not. It can take up to 2 years for them to recover. So for all of those patients, I always put them on tamoxifen for a couple of years and then switch them across to an aromatase inhibitor if they haven't had menses recover. However, tamoxifen's a nuisance and it can mask struggling ovaries that are still producing some estrogen. So you're then going to get them back 3 months later, check that their menses haven't recovered, and actually also do some endocrine markers as well. So look at their estradiol, FSH and LH, and you need to leave it for 3 months to get the tamoxifen out of the system, because tamoxifen messes up the LH, FSH and estradiol assays.
Yeah, I do agree that those perimenopausal patients that you put under chemotherapy are a problem. But what is the rate of perimenopausal patients who do recover their menses after 6 cycles or 8 cycles of chemotherapy? Do we have that figure? Because we always discuss that in the multidisciplinary meeting, and I'm surprised that we don't have the exact figure, so patients do not get the anti-aromatase for 2 more years.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the problem is it depends. It's agent specific, so it depends on the rate of induction of menopause depends on which chemotherapy regimen you've used, and the numbers who recover also depends on it. So the ones that are more likely to induce menopause, the less likely they are to come back, even when you have induced menopause. So given that we're like cats as far as our regimens are concerned, so you have to ask that on a regimen specific basis, and the data then starts to get a bit thin. But I mean, my contention is you could, in theory, if you wanted to, you could just do an oophorectomy on those patients. If you really felt passionately they needed an aromatase inhibitor, then you could either put them on Zoladex, or you could do just to make sure that they're going to be okay, and then just take the ovaries out. It's a pretty simple procedure. So that's something that some people talk about, but I'm reasonably comfortable with them being on tamoxifen, particularly with that data in the premenopausal setting suggesting that actually in genuinely premenopausal women, AIs don't add very much to the party. I'm pretty comfortable with where I am. Okay, so just do a little bit on targeted therapies. Okay. So